When me and my co-host decided to start our podcast, it was an idea we wanted to do because we thought it would be fun. And I've always been interested in podcasts, even when it's about like a random topic or they're just talking about nonsense or whatever. When we first started out, we put the episodes on SoundCloud just as like an audio file, and then after about like 3 episodes, we ran out of minutes to post, so we had to switch over to YouTube. We could actually, like, you can view us instead of just listening to us. So, I mean, that was really hard because I wanted to stay on SoundCloud because it was, I like listening to podcasts more than watching them, but we just didn't have the money to keep funding it and pay monthly for minutes and stuff like that. Casey Neistat, who's a YouTuber, he's always been a real big inspiration for me and really inspired me to start doing, like, filmmaking and podcasts and just making, like, entertainment stuff like that. I just like the way his like videos flow and the way his content is and the way it actually like captures your attention, even if it's like complete nonsense or something that doesn't even matter, but it's something that captures your attention and really hooks you in to listen to. It's always been a passion of mine to create content, no matter if it's like a YouTube video, a podcast, or if it's any other kind of content like a movie, but it's something I really love, and that's why I'd continue into college with it because it's something that I'm passionate about. And I would really suggest to people who don't know what they want to do in college that just do something that you really like to do and that you really work hard at and not just want to do just for money. Because if you do what you like, then money will come, and I mean, you just want to be happy. Yeah, I've always had doubts for the decisions that we've made during the podcast, like, mainly for like what we're putting out, like if someone will like the episode, if they'll like the content that we put in the episode, or maybe if they even watch it. But I always remember that, I mean, at least one person out there in the world's gonna like what you're putting out and what you have to say. So that's a big push to for me to keep putting it out and keep doing it. I would really say just push yourself to do what makes you happy. My dad's really impacted me the most because he's always been the one to give me feedback on episodes and advice or ideas for an episode, or give me like a perspective from the listener instead of just thinking of what I want to put out, but think about what the listener wants to hear and everything like that. And make sure you check out the Random Talks podcast on YouTube. Yeah, and check out our Twitter too, because we post there, so.